In 74, Bill Meredith, Laster, and Bridge gave a paper at this meetings, and the title of the paper was subtitled, Can Cotton Breeders Cut the Mustard? And I never have had the urge or nerve since then to give a goofy title. So before I retire, I wanted to have one, my goofy moment in the sun. But to people from other countries, cut up is a slang word that means a person who acts like a clown or acts boisterously. But a little later in the talk, you'll find out what the cut up title really means. My co-conspirators in this study were Melanie Bayless, who you've heard speak earlier in the conference, and Bruce Greenhagen. All three of us are or were members of the Department of Plant and Soil Sciences at Oklahoma State. The scissors give you a hint where the cut-up comes in. Seedling cotton is vulnerable to the partial or complete loss of its cotyledons due to a number of biotic and abiotic causes. And our objective in this study was to determine the effects of those kinds of losses in the early VC growth stage of upland cotton for lint yield, selected lint yield components, and fiber traits. The lint yield components that we studied were picked and pulled lint percent and bowl size. The fiber traits were length uniformity, micronair, strength, and elongation. The biotic factors that can cause partial or complete loss of cotyledons include a number of diseases and insects. The abiotic factors, hail, windblown sand, plant stress, especially that due to heat and drought. The VC, characterization traces back to a paper done by Elsner, Smith, and Owen a number of years ago, and the VC stands for vegetative cotyledon stage. And we'll discuss that more in just a little bit. The materials and methods, these experiments were done in the field. They were done at the Cimarron Valley Research Station at Perkins, Oklahoma. Those of you who are familiar with Oklahoma, this is what used to be called the Agronomy Research Station. It's the same station, just different name. The work was done on the teller loam soil over a four-year period under irrigation. The experimental design was a randomized complete block with something less than 25 reps, four reps. It was done with three-row plots with the idea that we would take our samples and harvest the center plot in a center row in a three-row plot. The rows were 11 meters long and with 1 meter between rows. The cultivar that we used was Paymaster 330, which in the Delta Pine PVP application states that it's a stormproof variety, thus suitable for once-over harvest, which we did in this experiment, and that it was adapted to Oklahoma and Texas, and of course, this work was done in Oklahoma. Shortly after emergence, seedlings were thinned by hand over a series of days. The seedlings were obstinate. They refused to all come up on the same day like we wanted, so we continued to thin as necessary. The thinning was done to 7.5 to 10 centimeters apart, or 3 to 4 inches. Immediately after the initial thinning, in 2000 and two of the other years, the treatments were applied to each plant early in the VC growth stage. The treatments, like the thinning, were applied to individual plants over a series of days. To refresh your memory, the VC growth stage, the hypocotyl has straightened and the internode above the cotyledonary attachment point has not yet reached 1.25 centimeters. These were done very early in the VC growth stage when the cotyledons had just barely separated. In the picture to your right, the half of a cotyledon is being removed with a pair of scissors. Snip, snip, snip. The plant in the lower left probably would not be treated until the following day. In 2001, the treatments were delayed until the first true leaf was about the size of a dime. At the time, we didn't think it was very important, but it turned out to be important. The treatments that were applied are in the central column. Illustrations that were made on the computer by my number one wife. The first six treatments were applied in the first 2 years. There was, at the top, you see the check. There we are. The check where the cotyledons were left untouched. Here we removed half of one cotyledon, two halves versus one, both of which meant that only half of the cotyledonary area was left on the plant. Here only a quarter was left, and here both were removed. This shows a typical plant after treatment, this particular treatment here. The first six treatments were applied in the first year. In the second year, again, we were delayed until the first true leaf was about the size of a dime. And here is an illustration of that. I would have been a little more careful to do the dime heads up had I thought about showing it here. But anyway, now I'll show you results and discussion. What I've chosen to do with this part is just show you the yield, lint yield part. All of the other traits were analyzed in the same fashion. There it is. We are allowed to analyze qualitative treatments using the analysis of variance, and if it is significant, then use LSDs. So it's a protected LSD experiment. We compared the two treatments where two half of cotyledons were removed versus one, so that we have half the cotyledonary area left on the plant. In no case were those significantly different from each other. For yield or any other trait that was in the experiment. And none were significantly different from the check. The other qualitative differences that we could compare were the removal of both cotyledons early in the VC growth stage and then later when the first true leaf was about the size of a dime. There, every removal of both cotyledons was significantly lower than the check. I'm having a devil of a time with this arrow. But anyway, there we are. The removal of both cotyledons was significantly lower than the check in every case. Removing the cotyledons a little bit later, the plant had had a chance to recover. Many of these removal of both cotyledons at this later growth stage were not significantly different, like the column to the right, from the check. You can see that 91% yield is not significantly different from the 10%, from the 100% of the check. Okay. This particular trait was analyzed in each year separately because we had a treatment by environment interaction, so each year should be examined separately. Had there not been a treatment by year interaction in the combined analysis, we would have had a single column of data. Also, I forgot to mention earlier that when we did these treatments, we took great care not to damage the node at the apex. We were very gentle with the plants in that regard. I might also mention that there have been several other people that you're probably familiar with, Kirby and Keeley, Longer and Oosterhuis, and Wanjura and Upchurch, that have looked at cotyledons, but they examined the first treatment, the fourth treatment, and the sixth treatment. So it was the removal of an entire cotyledon, not a partial cotyledon. So this partial removal is something that we believe has not been done before. Okay, this is lint yield. For treatments applied in a stepwise manner, the statisticians tell us that regression is the preferred way to examine that sort of data. You'll across the bottom on the x-axis, you'll see the cotyledons remaining on the plant with the check to the right, working its way to the left, where none were left. Lint yield is progressing up the y-axis from the zero point to a little bit over 100% on the left. The check was arbitrarily set equal to 100%. I may have this figured out now. I touched that, didn't I?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, we're back with lint yield. Removal of half a cotyledon consistently gave us an increase in yield. In one test, it was 4.2, another 5.5, and another 6.5% increase in yield, 4 to 6%, with an average of about 5.5%. So the cotton plant was able to overcompensate for a slight amount of damage in terms of yield. At the removal of one cotyledon, there was virtually, well, averaging those three, there was virtually no difference between it and the check. Removing one and a half, there was 11 to 33% decrease in yield with an average of 25%. Removing both, we lost 81% of the yield to 100% of the yield with an average of 90. What am I doing? There. The next trait was picked lint percent. Reductions in yield didn't happen until we removed one and a half. And then we lost in 1 year as much as 2.1%. And in another year, by removing both, we lost 4.6%. For pull lint percent, we lost a small amount in going from loss of one cotyledon to one and a half, 0.4%. And when we removed all of them, we lost 4.7%. For bowl size, there was no real change until after we had removed 1.5, somewhere between 1.5 and 2 cotyledons is the crucial point where bowl size goes to pot. For Micronair, we in going from 1 to 1.5, we lost 0.2 units, and when we lost that last half cotyledon, we lost 1.5 to 1.6 units. For elongation, we only had one experiment that had significant differences, and there the decline was 0.3% in going from 1 to 1.5, and we lost 1.4% by removing both cotyledons. Well, there we are. I thought this slide would be useful in getting a visual picture of what happened in this experiment. With cotyledon loss, going from 0.5 to 1 to 1.5 to 2. At 1.5, there appeared to be overcompensation for lint yield with a slight amount of damage, but it only occurred in lint yield and in none of the other traits. With the loss of one cotyledon, all of the traits, the plant was able to compensate for the loss of one cotyledon in all traits. When 1.5 were lost, lint yield, like we said before, was -11 to 33%, and when we took off that last quarter cotyledon, it went to virtually zero. Picked lint percent, a decline after 1, and a further decline with 2. And the same is true with pull lint percent, Micronair, and elongation. Bowl size held on longer until we removed that last quarter cotyledon. Some of the traits we told you that we had studied but we have not yet reported to you on were length and length uniformity. Neither of those traits was significant with any amount of removal of cotyledons. Strength was significant, but there was no trend. The linear and quadratic equations that we applied to the data only accounted for 5 to 6% of the variation in strength. And with that, except for questions, I'm done. Was that goofy enough? Do what?
I said, that's good.
Oh, thanks. Gosh, I don't know. We just took it off and let nature do what she would with the rest of it.
Otherwise, the results have good implication for controlling drift for the season.
Well, apparently the cotton plant can lose up to one cotyledon and suffer no real damage at the end of the season. And that's the kind of take-home message we were looking at. But thrips is one of those early season insects that we contend with. Well, we didn't spray for thrips or make any. There's a guy in our department that every time he sees me, he asks me if I have something to confess. I'm not about to give him blackmail material.